Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Flights resume in Iran as airport restrictions lifted. The Iran Civil Aviation Organization had canceled all flights from all Iranian airports starting at 5:30 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time on October 6 until 2:30 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time on October 7. According to a spokesperson for the Iran Civil Aviation Authority, all flight restrictions that were in place in Iran until the morning of October 7 have now been completely lifted, with all flights having been operating normally since 11 p.m. local time. The Iran Civil Aviation Organization had canceled all flights from all Iranian airports starting at 5:30 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time on October 6 until 2:30 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time on October 7. With the removal of operational impediments, the previously announced flight restrictions have been rescinded. Flights have resumed normal operations since 11 p.m. local time, 7:30 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, the spokesperson for Iranian civil aviation regulators said. On the evening of October 1, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, also called Islamic Revolutionary Guardians Force, SEPA or Pastoran, a multi-service primary branch of the Iranian Armed Forces, declared as a whole as a foreign terrorist organization, FTO, in April 2019 by the U.S. Department of State, conducted a massive missile strike against Israel in retaliation for the deaths of prominent terror leaders from Hamas, Hezbollah, and the IRGC terrorist groups. Tehran claimed that 90% of the missiles successfully struck their intended targets. Conversely, Israel reported that Iran launched approximately 180 missiles, the majority of which were intercepted. Israel's general staff officials pledged to select the appropriate moment to launch a surprise attack on Iran, while Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, issued another threat that assaults on Israel would be intensified. eTurboNews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.